The Bodhisattva's vow, which was just recited, is another way of saying Zazen, upright sitting. It's a manifestation. What is sitting, Zazen, life practice? Being just this moment. Being just this moment, there are all sorts of ways for us to manifest this, to live this, to respond to the circumstance of ongoing changing that is our life. Mushin has been talking about the precepts, Bodhisattva precepts on days in the morning after morning Zazen. The precepts are a way of enabling us to see the facets, to appreciate and live the facets of our life, which are the facets of Zazen. So we have three treasures, three pure precepts, 10 grave precepts, but they're all one thing. They're all Zazen. And I'll say it in a more controversial but simple way. Zazen is love. Zazen is being love, which is being just this moment, compassion's way. But if we reflect on the various sutras, we have the Heart Sutra, which begins with the Bodhisattva seeing clearly the emptiness of all the five conditions, thus relieving suffering, pain, relieving harming, dissatisfactoriness, all the ways that we manifest, express love. Love, so-called, for all of life, love for all the beings that we encounter, including our own life. The three pure precepts start out with non-harming, doing good and doing good for others. Or non-harming is sometimes can be stated as not doing evil. Evil is when we harm ourselves and others in the various forms of others that we encounter, people and all of life. The Bodhisattva's vow is all about that, manifesting this light life that we are and responding to circumstances, some easy and some more difficult for us. That's what Zazen is. Joko simplifies Zazen in saying Zazen is being this moment, being this bodily experiencing and noticing thoughts, emotions that arise. In a way, you could say noticing that is so that we can then, in a sense, let it go. Let it go, whether we've just noticed it or we've been involved in acting it out, thinking it out, reacting to it. This is both in our sitting Zazen, formally, so to speak, and in living Zazen, because that's what we have. All the ways that we react, and all the ways where compassion, feeling, experiencing with the rest of life is hindered, then we have the opportunity to be Zazen, to allow this compassion or this love to naturally flow. I don't know, I don't think Mushin has gotten to the 10th Bodhisattva precept, which is refraining from reviling the three treasures. You could say, use other words for, in place of reviling. But that's one way of expressing it, to be this life that we are, in not separating ourselves from the various beings, so to speak, which we encounter, which are just not giving rise, not making solid our emotion, thought, reactions when these hinder us from being this life that we are, the life of the universe that we are, this, if you want to say, wondrous life that we are. In the Lotus Sutra, there's a chapter about a bodhisattva. A bodhisattva whose name was variously translated into English as the bodhisattva never slighting, never disparaging, or the bodhisattva never reviling. Different ways to translate that sutra. The Buddha talks about this bodhisattva never disparaging or never slighting, and his practice was with the people that he would encounter. He would approach them, bow to them, and say, I will never slight you. I will never disparage you. You are practicing, manifesting the way, and you are a Buddha to be. You will be a Buddha. And even when he would bow to people and say that, some of them would get angry, curse at him, revile him. Sometimes it said they would throw things at him. But in any case, the Buddha praises this person, this bodhisattva, who his constant practice is the expression of love of all beings that he encounters, who are, as he says it, always Buddhas to be. Despite the fact that sometimes we get entangled in reactions, in thoughts about our thoughts and believing our thoughts and therefore missing our life, believing our reactions and therefore giving rise to all sorts of fears and anger and hurt. And what follows from that in terms of actions, creating suffering for ourselves and for others. And yet, despite the fact that that seems to be the truth for us, Zazen is our ability to be this moment in the midst of that, and therefore, in a sense, release it. Release it into being, as I said, the love that we are, the compassion's way that we are, compassion being able to feel along with all that we encounter, the nature of the universe that we are, the Buddha nature, if I use that kind of word, but that can be a stinky word, and stinky in the sense we get caught up in the word, and then we miss the fact that it's really being this ordinariness that our life is moment to moment, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, breathing, standing up, sitting down, all the ways, serving, saying good morning, good evening, thank you, you're welcome. All the ordinary transactions of life, stopping at the red light, driving when it becomes green, paying for something at the store, receiving what we bought, answering a phone call, hello, goodbye, when we end it. This is what Zazen is throughout the day. Zazen is compassion's way, which is Zazen is love. How do we manifest love in our sitting upright alone with others, walking, talking, not in as some sort of special, but as the natural functioning of the bodhisattva life, the light of the universe that we are this moment, whether alone or with others, and in all of our activities. So, we have the opportunity to bow to the Buddhas to be that we encounter throughout our day, throughout our life. Thank you.